Blog Talk Radio.
Apparently, we are having a little bit of an issue with the program, so apparently we're going to need to send an email support, which of course over here support is very, very helpful, so thanks for that. Anyway, we just had on live air Shani Hykind, Executive Vice President of American Friends of Atera Kohanim. I wasn't sure whether or not we would actually be able to connect with her, being that we did have some technical issues, which of course I will submit in an email and take care of it that way. I'm sure it will get fixed very, very quickly, because Blog Talk Radio support is just A1 plus. But anyway, we heard her talk about a Nefesh B'Nefesh, which is something that I have been supporting big time and recommending people to use them, because they're friends of mine have given me great and wonderful feedback with Nefesh B'Nefesh. But I also asked Shani, I'm going to touch on a little bit on it, but I also asked her, is one more very important thing. The Tarot Kohanim deal with other agencies. Apparently not. Apparently they're just doing housing and yeshivas and Beit Shmedrash and everything else. Anyway, this is Josh, your host. Of course, my Hebrew name is Yehoshua. That's my full Hebrew name. Some people call me Shia for short, but whatever. It doesn't make a difference. But anyway, so a little bit of a glitch here with Blog Talk Radio, which we're going to have to send them an email about. Anyway, which I'm sure they'll respond very quickly. So, all right, anyway, so Nefesh B'Nefesh is a very important organization, and so is Atera Kohanim, as you have heard, and if you're emigrating to Israel, you'll probably want to get in touch with both of these organizations, Nefesh B'Nefesh and Atera Kohanim. For those of you who are Haredi, especially for those of you who are Haredi, these are the organizations that you really, truly want to use. Anyway, so this broadcast is brought to you by JM Telnet. Need any phone service in Israel, whether it's prepaid phone cards or an Israeli number or whatever, visit www.jmtelnet.com. We're also being brought to you by Bagels and Cheese, located at 1304 Avenue M in Brooklyn, New York. They got bagels, pizza, cheese sandwiches, coffee, whatever it is my favorite, and I'll be yours too. Bagels and Cheese, located at 1304 Avenue M in Brooklyn, New York. They also are connected with Uber Eats. Just put Bagel and Cheese into the Uber Eats app. Okay, now, why make Aliyah? Well, as I said earlier in the earlier episode, that the reason why you should make Aliyah is because that's where really truly a Jew belongs. A Jew belongs in Israel. A Jew doesn't belong in the United States, Canada, Mexico, wherever. A Jew belongs in Israel. It's time to emigrate. It's time to move to Israel, permanently move there, become a citizen, and take care of everything that you need to take care of. Anyway, and there are organizations that will even help New Olim to apply for credit cards. We're going to try to get in touch with those organizations, etc., etc., etc. So anyway, if you want to make Aliyah, kindly make Aliyah, and you'll be happy that you did, because that's where a Jew belongs, especially a frum Jew. That's where you belong. That's where I belong. That's where everybody who's Jewish belongs. Whether you're Haredi, Dati, Chaloni, as long as you're Jew, as long as you're Jew, you belong in one place, Israel. Anyway, and that's the story. I am so glad. Unfortunately, we had difficulties, so I didn't realize that we were actually connected, but I'm glad that Shani Hyken filled me in on that, and I'm glad I realized that we're actually connected, because this is actually the first time ever that I've ever done a thing like this on live air. Normally, I speak myself. Today, I had a guest, and unfortunately, got disconnected out of the blue sky, so I apologize for that, and of course, that will be filled into my report when I send a report over to Block Talk Radio. Of course, that will be filled in to the report, the disconnecting, and everything like that. So anyway, we end the show today on a very good note. Hopefully, we'll be zeicher to Mashiach Tzidkenu, take him in Yad Mamish. And not only should we be zeicher to Mashiach, but we should be zeicher to Mashiach today. This second, we should hear the shofar shel Mashiach. We should hear, and we should fly all to Israel. But of course, you should start making arrangements to make Aliyah, to go to Israel, to become an Israeli citizen, so that this way, they can't throw you out right now. If you become an Israeli citizen right now, they can't throw you out. And we don't want any Jews being thrown out of Israel. So, unfortunately, that's the way to do it right now, to become an Israeli citizen, to make Aliyah. That is the way to do it. Hopefully, when Mashiach comes, we won't have to do it that way. But now, we have to do it. And if you want to emigrate to Israel, you want to move to Israel permanently, which I highly suggest every Jew does in the world, and hopefully this Rosh Hashanah at the latest will be the last and final Rosh Hashanah before Mashiach Tzidkenu, and maybe we both have to see him coming right now. Take it miyat mamish. Thank you for listening. Unfortunately, this broadcast has been in a few segments, and unfortunately we had to do it this way, but it is what it is. And again, Block Talk Radio will be getting an email from me telling them exactly what happened here, and I really hope that they can resolve it, because I am upgraded to the 2 hour a day thing, but it doesn't make sense, because you're supposed to be able to do 2 hours in one stretch. So that's something that happened. The disconnecting of the call before, which of course I totally apologize. It was totally my fault. I didn't realize what button I pressed. Anyway, Sei gemenscht, sei gesund, everybody. And remember, Jerusalem is calling you. Eretz Yisrael is calling you. Eretz HaKadosha is calling you. Everybody, see everybody next week.